Is your supermarket wiped out of toilet paper? Is it swept clean of flour? Well, never fear. A local restaurant might be able to deliver those essential items along with a side of fries. NPR's Camila Domonoske explains.
The other day, I called up a local British pub called The Alibi to get lunch. Takeout, of course.
And you get a choice of fries, sweet potato fries, or salad, or coleslaw with that. What would you prefer?
Fries.
Fries. Anything else for you to drink?
Do you have any whole wheat flour?
I've never ordered some flour on the side before, but these are unprecedented times. I had a couple more things on my shopping list.
So we've got one order of fish and chips. We've got one buffalo chicken sandwich with fries, 2 pounds of flour, baking soda, and a bottle of Redemption bourbon.
And?
You get a free roll of toilet paper. Do you want an additional one with that?
It feels kind of wild to order groceries from a pub, but it makes a lot of sense. I don't have to go to a crowded store or fight for a scarce grocery delivery slot, and the restaurant gets a little extra cash at a really tough time. Plus, The Alibi actually has flour, which I haven't seen in the store for weeks. Why? It turns out it all comes down to supply chains. JP Fursard is a consumer foods analyst.
There are some players that usually sell food only for restaurants, which means they sell big bags of food. They don't have a brand.
So maybe your grocery store is all out of 5-pound bags of flour, but local restaurants and bakeries have easy access to 50-pound bags. And it's not just about the volume.
The distribution is different. The type of product may be different.
Right now, we're eating at restaurants a lot less and buying from grocery stores a lot more. So farmers and food companies are trying to redirect their supply from restaurants to stores. But it's tough to pivot like that on a big scale. Small businesses like restaurants, they can be creative and flexible. That flour I got with my lunch order, it came in a big Ziploc bag. Problem solved.
Hello, are you for pickup?
I am.
And I grabbed my bags without setting foot inside the restaurant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Selling flour and produce like this can be a real public service and a boost to business. Sysco, one of the country's largest restaurant suppliers, is even offering advice on how to sell groceries. But it's not a big moneymaker, not enough to replace the business restaurants are losing.
It's a way to help us kind of stay afloat while it's like an extremely struggling time for restaurants.
Jennifer Dobberton owns Tinko Ramen in San Antonio, Texas. Selling groceries is brand new for her, but Dobberton's figuring it out.
One of my dream jobs is to be a buyer for a grocery store. Like, I'm kind of having fun with it.
Now, if you scroll past the ramen on her online menu, you'll find descriptions she wrote for cabbage.
Are you desperate enough to buy a head of cabbage yet?
And Gala apples.
The only Gala you'll be going to anytime soon.
More restaurants across the country are selling groceries now, whether it's bleach a la carte or boxes of produce for pre-order. And the trend has hopped from mom-and-pop shops to at least one big chain. Panera Bread has started to sell vegetables and milk. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.